Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN, and we are very, very honored to have, I know that they're busy people, in the Allstate Skyline Studio, we have singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Jonas Friddle. Can you hear me, Jonas?
Sure can, Dave.
And you brought along Anna Jacobson?
I did.
And you're going to play trumpet, Anna?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little fiddle.
Okay. So, talk about, you're going to play, the first song you guys are going to play, or the title track of your new record, The Last Place to Go. But before you play, just set up a little bit of the music people are going to hear tonight. Talk about, I know you go all over the place, but, you know, talk about your musical style.
Yeah, I am a little all over the place. I've played with a few different groups over the years here in Chicago, a jug band and a large, what we would call an orchestral folk group called The Majority. This latest record, however, is a little bit more of a country bent to it. Maybe Americana, I think, is the genre that they're calling it these days. I don't play as much banjo on this latest record as I did on the previous ones. Sticking to a guitar, but I've kept Anna with me through all these through all these different forms, because she plays everything and she sings, and I don't know how we do these records without her. So, these are all my own songs. Some of the earlier materials, some of the earlier records had all jug band music from the 1920s, and then some arranged string band square dance music for some of the other lineups we had, in which Anna played French horn on. So,
wow.
Add that one to the list.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. Is the record out now? The record's out now, right?
Record's out now, yeah. We put it out last month. We had an album release party at the Old Town School of Folk Music just about a month ago. And yeah, we're gonna keep playing these new tunes. Our next show in the area will be at Space on June 30th. We're also out at a new space, a new venue in Aurora called The Venue.
Yeah, I saw that, 629.
Yeah.
I like your accent.
Oh, thanks.
I feel like we're doing Prairie Home Companion here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm from North Carolina,
yeah,
but
I want to get into that.
It's softened up a little bit. Yeah.
But I want to hear the music. So
all right.
Here it is, The Last Place to Go.
Thank you. A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Outside the tent, the signs were all mad. Inside the tent, the clowns were all sad. The seats were half empty when the ringmaster took his last bow. There was candy and popcorn stuck on the shoes. There was just one reporter stuck with the news. And with the voice of my mother, he asked me what I would do now. Oh, now. How am I supposed to run away now? They've taken the last place to go. Some folks have homes in the city, but mine was the show on the road. Gravel would fly off the back of my bike, pedaling circles most every night through the spotlights of TVs. The trailer park windows were blue. Ah, but dreams are like whiskey in a cheap paper cup. You gotta drink them all down before they burn up and they drop through the bottom, landing all over your shoes. Oh, how am I supposed to run away now? They've taken the last place to go. Some folks have homes in the country, but mine was the show on the road. Now the trapeze artist just lies in his net, while the fire breather lights cigarettes and makes bets with the stuntman where the trick pony will end up. And the Florida plains have a new sound. It's the crying of trumpets
shaking the ground. The elephants are free, and me, I'm straight out of luck. Alright now, how am I supposed to run away now? You've taken the last place to go. Some folks have homes in the city, mine was the show on the road. Oh, how am I supposed to run away now? You've taken the last place to go. Some folks have homes in the country, but mine was the show on the road.
Outstanding. Wow, that song, very, very good there.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks so much for, so talk about, I don't want to deconstruct the whole song, but talk about the arrangement and talk about the idea to bring in the horns.
Well, any chance I get to have Anna play trumpet, I would like it. Also, this is maybe the only tune I wrote in B flat, which suits the trumpet pretty well.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. And then I guess anytime you say the name of an instrument in a tune, in the lyrics, you've got a coin toss of whether you should use the instrument or not. And I think we went with using the instrument.
Still waiting for the French horn mention.
Yeah.
In your lyrics.
Yeah. I got to fit French and horn in there somewhere.
Yeah.
What inspired that song?
I actually saw the last tour of the Ringling Brothers. A circus that came through Chicago, and somebody gave myself and Steve Doyle, who I work with, and who also he plays dobro and electric guitar in the full band, and they gave us tickets to take our two daughters to the circus, and I hadn't been since I was a little kid myself, and so we went, and I saw the news just like a month or so later that they were closing that down, and so it just made me think about it and think about, you know, what it means to have something that long running and sort of that iconic fold up.
And being on the road, you know, I like that line about the show on the road. I mean, just life, just moving around America.
Yeah. It's one of those, you know, I'll never get to run away with that particular circus now, you know.
Yeah.
I blew my last shot, Dave. That was it, man. I should have just jumped.
What was your act? I want
to know. I should have jumped right up there on one of those trapezes or the ribbons or whatever.
They still have those carnivals that come to the county fairs and stuff like that.
They do. I'm actually pretty good friends with the folks who run the Midnight Circus, who do the circus for the parks here at the city, and they run a great circus.
Yeah.
So you can still get some quality circusing.
So talk about your own journey. I mean, you're from North Carolina, the mountains of North Carolina.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm from Black Mountain. Which is pretty close to Asheville. That's the place people know most. I went to college in Kentucky, Berea, Kentucky.
And I've been there.
Oh, yeah?
I've been to the Boone Tavern.
Yeah, you got some spoon bread?
Yeah. That's a good call. You came right back at me.
Yeah.
But no, I don't. Yeah, that's a great little town.
Yeah. It's a cool place. It's a cool college, and I got to – they have actually bluegrass for credit, so I took a bluegrass class and became part of a bluegrass band there at the school, and got real interested in traditional music, and because of that, I got pretty lucky. I got a chance to get outside of the U.S. for about a year and do some traveling and some fiddle tune collecting from outside the U.S., and then when I got back, I had to try and find a place where I could put that to work. So Chicago has the Old Town School of Folk Music, and that seemed like a good place to put my foot in.
And you came here in 2007.
That's about right. Yeah, that's longer than it seems.
But I want to back up. When you say fiddle tune collecting, so tell the listeners what that means. And you said outside the United States. So what was it, an Alan Lomax type thing? Did you go, what did you learn in that?
I had a Watson Fellowship. Specifically to study community building through traditional music.
Oh, really?
So I would go... I was in Ireland, Scotland, Canada, and Australia, and I would go to places where they would play community music, sitting in circles, playing tunes, barn dances, Kaylee's, things like that, and keep my recorder running for the sessions. I had a little handheld recorder, and I would put it down for the 3 to 5 hours that the session would run, and I'd go home and I would try to learn as many of the tunes as I can and come back the next night to another session and sort of catalog and learn as much as I can, and then pay attention also to how people were using the music to keep their culture and their community intact in those different places. It was a pretty great time.
That's pretty wild. Did roughly how many hours of tapes do you have, or can you put a number on it?
It was a digital recorder, so I filled a hard drive with it. I don't know how much that was. I was by no means trained in the cataloging arts, so I mean it's just tons and tons of footage that you can scroll through and just hear a lot of tunes.
Wow, I didn't know that. I want to ask you, we're going to take a break here, but I want to get back into that community thing, and then we're going to come back with another song, too. But so don't go away. You guys aren't going to go anyway, right?
I don't think so.
Right,
okay. We'll be back with more on Nocturnal Journal after this.
Hi, it's me, Lou Manfredini, for Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. I did it. I set a goal in January to lose 30 pounds, and I did it. Not with some crazy shake diet or no carbs, no sugar fad, but by eating balanced, freshly prepared meals delivered to my door. It's delicious. My blood pressure is normal. That was my number one goal, to be healthier so I can be around for my wife, my children, my friends, and you. You all keep calling me on Saturday mornings. Someone has to answer all those questions. I spring up the stairs. I sleep like a baby. I don't even snore anymore. I think that might be the best news for my wife. Now look, I'm not anything special. I'm just like you. And if I can have this success and feel this good, so can you. Call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating today. 800-442-3438. 800-442-3438. Make a positive change in your life like me. Go to their website and learn more. SeattleSutton.com.
There's an amazing supper club in Wisconsin Dells, Ish Nala. Nestled among the pines and perched above the sandstone bluffs of Mirror Lake. The beauty, the history, the service, the food, the fun. Hi, this is Bob Prosser, owner of Ishnala Supper Club in Wisconsin Dells. I have been a part of Ishnala for 30 years, and I am so proud to continue the tradition that began in 1953. Why not enjoy a brandy old-fashioned in one of our bars, each with a spectacular view overlooking Mirror Lake, or just relax before or after dinner on one of our outdoor decks? Our Ishnala chefs have prepared your favorites, 24-ounce ribeye, cold water lobster tails, North Atlantic salmon, and of course, Ishnala's roast duck. Thank you for making Ishnala Wisconsin's favorite supper club, where the only thing we overlook is Mirror Lake. I'm Bob Prosser, and I want to serve you.
Paid actor endorsement. Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions. Not available in all areas.
Owning a small business means I'm constantly pulled in a dozen directions. Are orders coming in? Are shipments going out? Am I losing business to the competition? So when I started hiring employees, workers' comp insurance was low on my list of things to figure out. I just went with the biggest name provider and crossed my fingers. I had no idea I might be overpaying until a friend recommended PI Insurance. And just like that, I found out I could save 30%.
PI Insurance's simple, streamlined online process puts you in control. You can get an online quote in as little as 2 minutes, right from your computer or smartphone. Our workers' comp insurance is A-rated by AM Best and helps protect your business and your employees. And we may be able to save you a bundle.
Saving big money on workers' comp insurance was as easy as pie.
Find out if your small business is overpaying for workers' comp insurance. Get a quote and see how much you can save at PIEinsurance.com. That's P-I-E insurance.com.
This week on Chicago's Best, it's crispy, savory, and oh so perfect. It should be its own food group. It's Chicago's Best Bacon. Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. And in the All-State Skyline Studio, we are very, very honored to have Jonas Fiddle and Anna Jacobson. How are you guys doing over there?
Doing great. I like the sound of bacon.
Huh? Yeah. It's and you don't have to see me too much. I can see you, but you don't have to look at me. So, very professional. Hey, you know, this community. So you've got gigs. I'm gonna pick up and run with the community thing. You got gigs 6:29 at the venue in Aurora and 6:30 at Space in Evanston. Is that the full band?
That's the full band.
And what are you gonna play? What kind of, just to describe the set, all the different styles, and that leads to another question.
Yeah, so the we'll be working mostly off this new record, which will, so these are new tunes, all songs that I've written. The instrumentation is drums, bass, there's dobro, and Telecaster, there's some trumpet and fiddle, and I'll be playing guitar. And then we have quite a few fans who really enjoy the banjo and fiddle music that I play a lot of and have played a lot of in different forms. So we make sure that we bust out the banjo and we get a little boot stomping in there too.
So these little side projects I work on, whether it's books or little documentaries or maybe sometimes even this radio show, I have a thesis that I believe in the times we're living in now that can be kind of fragmented, that it's really important for communities to know about other communities and learn about each other. Do you see that in the shows you go to and the art both you guys put out there, and just keeping open ears and just trying to share in a world that's kind of fragmented right now?
I do. I know just the different people that are even in the immediate group that I play with, they all come from such different disciplines even on my way down the drive down here, I got to pick Anna's brain about what it's like to play French horn in an orchestral piece that's so far outside of my realm. And I get to meet people who do different things musically, and then we get to collaborate and we learn about each other. I don't know if it weren't for music, I don't know if I would have met the kind of people that I've met. Definitely wouldn't have been the places that I've been.
How many countries did you, when you were doing this community building through traditional music, how many places did you go to?
I was in four different countries on that trip.
And they were?
Ireland, Scotland, Australia, and Canada.
Boy, that's really, really impressed with them. So why don't you introduce this song?
Yeah. This song's called Famous of Fire.
Okay. Take it away, and then we'll talk about it.
Sounds good.
Okay.
One, two. And it's hard to say we've got it good. We've been scratching out a living so long, we've chewed right through the wood. We got married young. No one does that anymore. They all said we did it 'cause we're poor, but I know we had what they're still looking for. They all want good love, love like ours. Though we may make camp in the ordinary darkness, we build the most famous of fires. Not all that shines keeps you warm. And many in the night will chase the moon. And when I see just how lost I could be, I thank my lucky stars that I found you. So let them whisper when they see us. Let them think that they are right. Smile as they pass us, their fists full of matches. It's you with whom I choose to spend the night. They all want good love, love like ours. Though we may make camp in the ordinary darkness, we build the most famous of fires. Settling down, settling down.
settling down isn't settling at all. Settling down isn't settling at all. I just want good love. So come away from the window, look inside to my heart. I worried you about getting through the day. It's been a long time since I have feared the dark. I worried you about getting through the day. It's been a long time since I have feared the dark.
Jonas Friddle and Anna Jacobson. Famous of Fire, right?
That's it.
And is that off the new record?
That is.
And tell me, you know, your imagery. You got a degree in English?
I do.
Does that come into play in the songs you write, or is it two separate things?
No, I think it does. I've always liked writing. My emphasis in my composition in college was playwriting. I really like good stories.
Oh. So, yeah, it makes sense. Anna?
Yeah.
I went in there and looked at you guys. You stand so far apart from each other.
This is where they put it.
That's
where
they put it.
Oh, okay. All right. So you can see each other. How did you meet Jonas?
I came into town maybe a couple years after Jonas did for grad school in orchestral French horn performance at DePaul. So something very different from what we're doing here right now. And I showed up to my husband, who's a trombone player, met Jonas at the Old Town School. And Jonas said, come sit in with my jug band. And he said, can I bring my wife and her fiddle too? Which I was barely playing that instrument at the time. I sort of put it aside to focus on horn. So we showed up. And we didn't really know what a jug band was, but we figured it out real fast.
And what is, tell the listeners, what is, how would you define a jug band?
It's an old-time 1920s. The jug itself, I think people get confused because they think of a bottle band, yeah, or something like that. The jug functions as the bass of the band. Which it's a familiar thing to us brass players. You sort of use the same mechanism to play it. You just don't put your mouth to a mouthpiece like you do with brass. So we ended up joining the band.
It was great.
which was great because I was in this really sort of intensive mode musically, and the jug band was so far away from that that it was a great way to relax at the end of a day.
It's been called the happiest music in the world. I think there's a jug band jubilee in Louisville, and that's their slogan. It's the happiest music in the world.
Well, we're going to have to take a break, but maybe we can tip the listeners off to what we'll talk about. But I do want to talk about the Minneapolis Battle of Jug Band. We got to figure out what that's all about. That was like 2010, but man, you were in a pancake league and a waffle league?
Yeah. We nailed both of those. We won both of those back to back.
Why are they called that? Pancakes and waffles.
The trophy is one. The trophy for one is a waffle iron, and the trophy for the other is a pancake griddle.
Really?
That's it.
And how many bands enter the Minneapolis Battle of Jug Band?
Oh, I think there's across the two nights. There's two nights, and across the two nights, there's probably 40 to 50 bands total.
Wow.
I think would be a fair estimation. Yeah, come from all over.
From all over the country. And do they still do this?
I mean, they still do it, yeah. I just went in February.
Mm-hmm. Did you really?
Yeah, I take a bunch of students from the Old Town School and the Hump Night Thumpers. If you're listening, Hump Night Thumpers, here's your shout out.
Really? You take them up there?
Yeah, we go up there and we have a good time.
So we're going to take a break for the news. You guys can hang around and do a couple more songs.
Yeah.
You guys are outstanding.
Thank you.
So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. And in the Allstate Skyline studio, we have Jonas Friddle and we have Anna Jacobson. How you doing over there?
Great.
Real good.
So thanks so much. So you guys are also, you're both members of the majority.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How many pieces in that group?
Sometimes eight-ish. Part of the reason the band's called the majority is as long as a certain number of people can make it to the gig, it goes. So it fluctuates.
And that's what you'll see on 629 at the venue in Aurora and 630 at Space in Evanston.
This group is just under my own name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Jonas Friddle, but it's still five pieces.
Oh, five pieces.
You can catch that one at Midsummer Fest, right?
Yes.
The majority?
The majority will be playing at Midsummer Fest.
And when's that?
It's next weekend, right?
Oh, next weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, on that Sunday.
Yeah.
And we have the minority here.
That's
what
we are.
Two people.
Just the two of us.
Yeah. So why don't you set up this song, Cuba?
Yeah, this
out of JFK.
Yeah, this is called Cuba out of JFK. And I wrote this tune after watching the Decade series, the CNN Decade series, thinking about the missile crisis. And then at that point, recent reopening of relationships that President Obama was working on.
Okay.
We were Cold War babies. We loved us a good newsreel. We check the NASDAQ market when we wanna know how we feel. I used to wear my Air Jordans like they were my Sunday shoes. Your daddy looked like Tom Brokaw, baby. My mama sang the Sunday news. She sang, life's been different since we dropped the bomb, and we treat each other like it's Vietnam now. Who cares what side you're on? When you gotta get away, you gotta get up. I'm headed down to Cuba, baby, flying out of JFK. All the Star Wars babies, when they want it, they can use the Force. They grew up too lazy to finalize their own divorce. I got 40 years of debt, 4 years of liberal arts. Got an iceberg of regret, baby. A Titanic to Noah's Ark, and I'm singing, life's been different since we dropped the bomb, and we treat each other like it's Vietnam now. Who cares what side you're on? When you gotta get away, you gotta get up. I'm headed down to Cuba, baby, flying out of JFK. All right, okay. I'm headed down to Cuba, flying out of JFK. Here we go, Jay. So if you want my money, honey, here. You can have it all. Call it a souvenir, baby, a piece of the Berlin Wall. And I ain't a sympathizer, but I reckon I can reconcile. Maybe we can too, baby, but maybe we should wait a while. Cause life's been different since we dropped the bomb, and we treat each other like it's Vietnam now. Who cares what side you're on? When you gotta get away, you gotta get up. I'm headed down to Cuba, baby, flying out of JFK. Alright, okay. I'm headed down to Cuba, baby, flying out of JFK. You know what I'm talking about. I'm headed down to Cuba, flying out of JFK. I'm headed down to Cuba, flying out of JFK. And I'm headed down to Cuba, baby, JFK.
Get that last note in there. Jonas Friddle and Anna Jacobson. Tell people how they can find your music. It's so awesome.
JonasFriddle.com is the easiest way to get to get to all of it, but it's out there. You can get it from Amazon, iTunes, Spotify. You can get the whole thing. Best way to get it is to come to a show. We're real proud. We pressed vinyl on this one. We cut this record straight to reel-to-reel tape. It was an all analog session, and then we cut it to vinyl, and it sounds great. So if you've got a record player, this is a good record for it.
Jonas, question for both of you guys, but we'll start with Jonas. Why did you decide to come to Chicago? I mean, you said the Old Town School, but I mean, did you know about the Old Town School? Were there other reasons?
I did know about the Old Town School. I had seen a musician who I really enjoy listening to. Abigail Washburn. I'd seen on her list of concert dates this place called the Old Town School of Folk Music, and I kind of clicked on it and saw that what it was about. And I knew I had a roommate in college who lived here. Hi, Clay, if you're listening. And he let me come up. I got a little summer position at the school to check it out, and I lived under his kitchen table, slept under his kitchen table, and spent the summer getting to know the school and decided it was a good fit.
And you ended up teaching there?
Mm-hmm.
What did you teach? Well, you mentioned jug band stuff, but what did you teach?
Yeah, I teach jug band blues along with old time music from the 1920s. I teach fiddle and banjo and guitar. I work in the adult department and in the kids department, so I have youth students I'm real proud of. I actually have Cowboy Jesus and the Sugar Bums are playing at the Dew Division Fest tomorrow at 1 p.m., so you guys got to get out and see.
They're pretty awesome.
You got to get out and see them.
Wow.
And Ann and I co-teach a youth string band ensemble, and they're getting a lot of work right now, too.
For the old time music, who are your students and why do they take that?
Varies pretty widely. I mean, we have, like I said, Anna and I teach like grade school age kids all the way up to retirees who are finding music for the first time. And that's, I think part of the reason people are drawn to it is that social aspect. Once you learn to do it, there's a lot of opportunities to get out there and sit in a circle. We do a lot of jamming at the Grafton Irish Pub right there in Lincoln Square, just in the back room. It's the kind of music, you know, you have something to do with once you've learned it. If you've learned all of the Pete Townsend solos and things, it's kind of hard to find a nice place that's going to let you plug your amp in and really blow the room out.
Were you familiar with the folk scene here of, gosh, the 70s, you know, with Stevie Goodman and John Prine and Bonnie Kolak and Bill Quaitman and the Holsteins? I mean, did that resonate with you at all? Did you learn about that once you got to Chicago?
Yeah, so I'm a huge John Prine fan. I grew up listening to a lot of John Prine, love his music. I did not know. I mean, I was, yes, surprised pleasantly to find out about his connection to Chicago and the school specifically, and then Steve Goodman. And I learned about Fred and Ed Holstein also, and Ed still teaches at the school.
Yeah,
I get to see him around, and man, he's great.
He's something. Yeah,
yeah, he's really great.
We love Ed here. Yeah, Anna, same thing. Talk about your roots.
I'm from Wisconsin.
What part?
Northwestern Wisconsin, okay. Near Eau Claire, near the Twin Cities over there. I'm from a very small town called Elk Mound, 800 people or so. And I went to undergrad in Wisconsin and met my now husband, who's from Oak Park. So it sort of made sense when I was applying to grad schools and deciding where to go to come down here, because there's his family's down here at least. And DePaul has a great music school. So that's where I ended up, and I stayed.
It seems like you're busy. I mean, is it? Talk about the process of getting gigs. Is it hard to get gigs? How hard is it to promote what you do?
Yeah.
What's the business angle of it like for you guys?
Well, I think my end of things is a little different from Jonas, because he books most of the stuff for this kind of group. For me, coming here for grad school really helped with networking and stuff like that. I don't know how people come to this city and just find gigs. Like, that sounds really intimidating. I think a lot of things fell into place really well for me. But, I don't have to do a ton of actively searching for gigs, because once you're sort of on some sublists for orchestras and playing in chamber groups, things sort of come to your inbox. And I think Jonas does way more of the heavy lifting of getting out there and finding gigs.
The sound is irresistible. It's really, really great. We got to take a break, and I'm going to try to squeeze for sure one more song, and we get two songs out of you. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal on WGN.
Going back. Goodbye.
Tomorrow afternoon.
A high, deep drive to right field. And another one. Out of here to right field for the White Sox.
The Chicago White Sox.
The Cleveland Indians.
The pregame at 12:35. This is Ed Farmer, Darren Jackson, and I have the first pitch at 1:10.
Hey, it's Lucas Giolito. 50,000 watts of White Sox baseball on 720 WGN.
Nearly every day, someone asks me, Walter, are those invisible lyric hearing aids from the Hearing Health Center really as good as you say they are? Well, let me tell you, I'd like to be able to put my hearing aids into your ears so you can experience what it's like to hear normally again. You can't feel them. You don't think about them. You don't even know they're there. You wear them day and night, up to months at a time, without ever taking them out, even to change the batteries. Well, right now, with this special offer, I don't have to give you my lyrics. You can try your own for 30 days, risk-free. Call 833-GO-HEARING for a free hearing checkup in Chicago, Naperville, Oak Brook, or Highland Park. So don't just listen to me. Call 833-GO-HEARING now. That's 833-GO-HEARING now. Or go to WGNHEARING.com and find out for yourself.
Attention investors, not earning 18 to 21%? Then you're losing. Big time. National Realty's Class A Property Fund includes only prime income producing property built far below market value. You're secured. You're recession proof with large apartment buildings. You're diversified with income streams from multiple buildings. You have 100% of free cash flows paid to you first. This portfolio has $600 million in new construction equity value in Brooklyn, Hoboken, the Jersey, Gold Coast, and Delray Beach, Florida. National's 12-year track record of proven success with $800 million of property under management is based on prime income property only. Stop recession risk and stock market churn with diversified 18 to 21% returns for IRAs or cash flow. Once you see these Class A locations, you'll wonder what took you so long to call. Call 201-210-2727. That's 201-210-2727. 2727. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first and invest wisely. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. National is a real estate development firm. See us at NRIA.net.
A smile is a sign of confidence. At Eon Clinics, we know how important it is to talk, laugh, and live every day without worrying about your appearance.
I'm more confident. I don't mind being in front of a group speaking. I don't hide behind my hand anymore.
Don't let one more day pass without knowing your options. Our dental implants can not only change the way you look, but how you feel about yourself.
They've made me a much happier person. I don't mind smiling. I don't mind being in pictures. And I don't mind laughing out loud.
Love yourself. Invest in your smile with dental implants placed by our gentle, knowledgeable doctors. Take a step towards a better life with Eon Clinics. Call Eon Clinics today at 844-432-SMILE. That's 844-432-SMILE. Or visit our website at eonclinics.com.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. In the studio, Jonas Friddle and Anna Jacobson. Real quick, I requested this song. I was listening to your music today, Dirty South.
That's the one, yeah.
And why don't we just go right into it?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Lightning bends a flagpole. We were watching from the screen porch. The storm took the topsoil.
and muddied up the water of the Scuppernong River, home of the cottonmouth. Talking about the dirty South. Caroline stood next to me with her bucket full of strawberries. Fingertips red and sweet. She stood in the July heat and she ran her fingers through stains on the hem of her blouse. Talking about the dirty South. Oh, kick it up, it'll settle down. Once your boots pick up the southern ground. Ain't no water gonna wash it out. Talking about the dirty South. Don't give your mama no lip. Pick your own hickory switch. Weather blew the gutter of the shed roof in. Ain't nothing that Papa can't fix. Mind what you say, or Mama's gonna wash your mouth. Talking about the dirty South. We tore down the old home place. Nothing left but the wrought iron rail. You kick around the gravel and the nails. You still hear Amazing Grace. And it's a dusty hallelujah from the church where I took a vow. I'm talking about the dirty sound. Oh, kick it up, it'll settle down. Once your boots pick up the southern ground. Ain't no water gonna wash it up. Talking about the dirty South. Looks like rust. The sun will be out and turn it into dust. Open the door and step into the cloud. I'm talking about the dirty South. I'm talking about the dirty South.
Thank you so much. Wow, that, like I said, that's kind of timely for
Thanks, Dave.
What's going on right now. I mean, we talked about your degree in English. Your lyrics, you have such a sense of economy? Or is that just me?
I strive for it. No, yeah. It's a lot of cutting, a lot of editing down and trying to get just the right thing. You only got so much time to spit it out when you got a song.
Yeah, and... before we run off, you got shows 6:29 at the Venue in Aurora and 6:30 at Space in Evanston.
That's right.
Shoot out your website again.
Yeah, www.jonasfriddle.com.
And we're going to launch into one more song. Why don't we just go ahead and do that? I was going to ask you about the John Lennon Songwriting Contest, Belle de Louisville, about a steamboat.
Yeah.
And you wrote that on a banjo.
I did, yeah. Yeah, all those things.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah, all those things, man.
What made you write about that steamboat?
Well, you know, the steamboat's the image, but it's mostly about my wife and about moving north. She's from that area, and It's an image that works. If you've ever driven through Louisville, you're likely to see that boat as you go over the bridge there.
Yes, I have, and I've actually gone to some Bats games there.
There you go. Yeah.
Big Bats fan. So we're gonna have you play out. I just want to thank everybody, and then I'll have you introduce the song. And thanks so much for coming down to see us.
Thank you.
I know you
thank
guys got a lot on your agenda, so
thanks for having
you taking
us,
the time out. Thanks to Roe Coleman for the production tonight, and thanks to Dan Long for the fine engineering. And you guys want to set up this song?
Yeah, this is called "Samson Was a Lover."
Okay. Thank you.
Samson was a lover, though he killed 1,000 men. Sweet as any honey pulled from a lion's head. Hard as any jawbone when it came to a woman's bed. Samson was a lover, this is what he said. What would I do for love? What would I do for love? Would I do what I have to, like everybody does? What would I do for love? And Samson was a fox catcher and a fire starter too. And he struck his match at the Philistines, laid them in their tubes. But the fire in his heart did his own mind consume. And I can feel that heat, darling, when I'm next to you. Delilah had linen and leather in her room, and water filled the bottle, which once held perfume. She smelled just like the evening in the afternoon. And as she dressed herself, she sang this little tune. What did I do for love? What did I do for love? Did I do what I have to, like everybody does? What did I do for love? Samson was a lover, and it made his mind forget, till he heard the sound of silver as she asked for his secret. And he lied like a schoolboy, till at last he did relent. Samson had a lover, took a razor to his head. Took his body a prisoner, was the lie that ruled his mind. And you might call him a martyr, you might say suicide. But Samson was a lover, and like a lover cried. What would I do for love? What would I do for love? Would I stand between the pillars, give them both a shove? What would I do for love? Now I've heard this story 1,000 times, and still I look at you. I wrap the question around my wrist, baby, what would I do? If you ask me for my secret, I'd tell you, darling, true. Samson was a lover, and I'd be the same for you. Samson was a lover, and I'd be the same for you. Samson was a lover.